the proper time to do the mitzvah b'dikas chametz is by nighttime. Chazal said that since we want to look at every single crack and crevice, and that you want to use an air, and to use an air, it works better. The air is more noticeable and visible at nighttime than it is by daytime. So you do it at nighttime. But the Mishnah at the beginning of Masechta Pesachim says the words or la arba osir. So the more explains that the word or is a euphemism. It refers to, even though it says or, which means light, it's referring to nighttime. But the Balamor, at the beginning of Masechta Pesachim, says, but it's still strange that we should use this word or as a euphemism for darkness when it says the word or. So the reason why the Mishnah says that is to indicate for us that the proper time to do the bedika is at the beginning of the nighttime, where there still is a little bit of light, little bit of daylight left. So the proper time, according to the Balamor, and this is always Paskin, the way Mishabur Paskin, is that the proper time to do the bedika is the beginning of the night of Yudalit. Right after the Zman of Tetzik HaKavim, and Tetzik HaKavim is about 40 minutes or so after sunset. So that time is the proper time to do the bedika. And therefore the loch is, even a person had started eating a meal beforehand or started doing something else beforehand, where many times we find once you start, you're allowed, in the time which is permitted, you're allowed to continue. The Mishabura Paskins, when it comes to the mitzvah bedika, a person should stop what he's doing when it comes to the proper time, in order to do the bedika at that point in time. So let's say a person is still doing last minute preparations for Pesach, and they're cleaning, etc. Still, what they do, they should have somebody else start the cleaning in a different room, finish up the cleaning in that room. They should start the bedika at the proper time. Well, you know, I'll finish cleaning, then I'll start the bedika at 11 o'clock at night. No. The person should start the bedika at the proper time. Before the person starts the bedika, the person says a bracha, Abashir Kedushanu Mitzvah Vitzivanu Albir Chametz. Albir Chametz means the destruction of Chametz. So why are you making a bracha of Albir Chametz when you're doing bedika? So again, we mentioned yesterday that the process of it is to destroy the Chametz by seeking it out, searching for it, and then destroying it. So since the process starts by looking for it, the bracha of Albir Chametz is the proper bracha to make. There's no mitzvah to look for Chametz. The mitzvah is to destroy the Chametz, which you have. So the bracha is Albir Chametz. The person should be careful. Once they make the bracha, the person makes a bracha, you have to make a bracha. You can't talk between the bracha and the beginning of the bedika. But during the bedika itself, should a person talk? So the Shulchan Aruch says that a person should refrain from talking during the bedika, because otherwise you're going to get distracted. The goal of the bedika is actually search. It's not a ceremony. It's not, you know, you go find your 10 pieces of bread and that's it. You're supposed to look for chametz. So you're supposed to be focused in. So a person should not be talking during the bedika unless it's something which is appropriate to the bedika, in order to be able to focus in on the bedika. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, when he would do the bedika. So we mentioned this with the Seder Shir Friday morning. So when he came to each room, he felt part of the bedika process was to clarify how well it had been cleaned. Instead of asking a general question, was this room clean? We'd come to each room and say, yeah, we'd ask the people next to him, was this room clean? And that was part of the process of bedika. He would ask the question. He felt that was a part of the actual bedika process. So that's okay. But to talk about something else, the person gets a phone call. The person should not take a phone call in the middle of the bedika, because right now he's not available. He's doing the bedika. So the person should be able to focus in on the bedika. If a person has more than one place that he has to check, so a person, the Shulchan Aruch says, a person can use one bracha to check more than one house. If a person needs to travel from one place to the other to get to the second house, because Allah will see a person has a place where he works, so he has responsibility to do bedika in the place where he works. Now, most people are not going to be going into their office at nighttime, you know, with the flashlight. The security is not going to be very happy with them. But assuming a person has a place, he owns a store, etc., where he could go and check afterwards, we don't have a problem with that. So a person should be doing that at the night of bedika. So he's making one bracha for his house. And he drives to his store, to his place of work, which is far away. So then the place could raise the question, the fact that there's a travel between, there's a hefsik, that the person should not have in mind when he makes the first bracha for both places, to remove the question. When he gets to the second place, he'll make another bracha when he gets to the second place. But if you have two houses next door, one to the other, you can make a bracha on both houses at the same time. Have a good morning.